Time for us to talk food. And yesterday, as part of our date, Dr. Anna Trepeda and I went to a restaurant that's been highly recommended on our sister station on 947. They won Best Ribs in Joburg when Anele and the club were looking for the best ribs in the city. The Best of Joburg has also named them, I think, quite a few times as having the best ribs in Joburg. So we wanted to see for ourselves, do they, in fact, have the best ribs in Joburg? And I love ribs, so I was quite excited. So we made our way to Thunder Gun, and to tell us about our experience, joined by resident chef and food anthropologist Dr. Anna Trepeda. Anna, a very good morning to you.
Hello, hello.
So Thunder Gun is one of the oldest restaurants in 702 land. Not the oldest, they're older restaurants, but it's a grown-up restaurant.
Yeah, and I mean, for Joburg, which is a city that sort of reinvents itself every 5 years, yeah, it's pretty old. It was founded in 1968, and I don't think that they have changed anything since, you know, other than the prices on the menu, the actual food, the decor, the service. It is all very 1968 inside the Thunder Gun, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it does feel, when you step into the restaurant, it feels as if you are in a bit of a time, you step into a portal, you leave Joburg 2024. And I was saying, because I studied in Makanda, formerly Grahamstown, it felt a little bit like I'd stepped into, and there used to be this little pub called Old 65, which I think was a million years old. It felt as if I'd stepped into something like that, a little pub in a small town in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah, and you can see, you know, that from the outside, look, the first thing one has to say is that the parking is small and chaotic, and that the Thunder Gun is extremely popular. So, you know, that even, you know, at lunchtime, you're going to struggle to find parking. But so you get inside and, you know, that it's just like cowboy memorabilia from floor to ceiling and sort of wood paneling. And, you know, the thing that is fabulous, you know, because it has got, you know, these kind of late 60s vibe about it, is that the service is also very old school. So what you get is, you know, rather than like people who are doing service as a kind of transition onto something else, this is a brigade of really old school, super skilled career waiters who have been there for a million years, and they run that dining room, you know, like a very efficient machine. It just hums and glows with kind of brilliant service. So whatever else is going on at the Thunder Gun, the waiters are magnificent.
Yeah, and so of course the menu is quite extensive. There's starters, there's snails, there's garlic bread. The couple next to us was talking about apparently there used to be like a salad, but there's all different kinds of meat. And I thought, why would I eat a salad at a steakhouse? Nonetheless,
there are prawn cocktails.
Yeah, so but we went there with the specific and very clear focus of eating ribs.
Well, you know, I was a bit of a fancy Nancy, so I had a starter. And, you know, frankly, I think that, you know, if you're going to Thunder Gun, you shouldn't. You should just do the main event, the ribs, because I had camembert with potato skins that was really quite nasty. It was a whole round of camembert encased in breadcrumbs and fried in what was clearly not quite hot enough oil. So, and sort of with a great dollop of not very nice sort of own brand supermarket chutney on it, that I had at least half a cup of chutney on my plate. And
yeah, there was a lot of chutney.
It was not good. But the actual ribs, so again, I think I didn't choose brilliantly, that you can choose to have the ribs either in the original basting or original basting plus what's labeled as Portuguese. And I thought that that would mean piri-piri, and what it actually meant was a lot of kind of raw garlic. So I scraped off my nasty gloopy sauce so that I could get to the underneath. You were more sensible and you just had the original basting, which is very nice. And actually the ribs inside are great, that they've got a nice balance of meat to fat. They've got a great texture. There's a nice smokiness. But you know, you want a rib to not just like literally fall off sloppily. You want it to have a little tug with your teeth and a little bit of chewiness, but not so much that you, you know, start, you know, pulling out teeth. Yeah. And they were exactly that. They had a beautiful texture. So good quality ribs, in my case, with a nasty, overly garlicky sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I quite liked the sauce. I didn't. Yeah, sauce is such a, and you can either get it really right or really wrong with the kind of basting you get on ribs. And so that was quite nice. And I agree. I thought actually when they brought our ribs, because we went for 300 grams, just right, to be reasonable, and also to try and see if we could make space for pudding, because they had an eaten mess on the menu. And so we got 300 grams to see if that would work. But it was a lot of food. And we kept seeing trays of the 1 kilogram, because you can get a kilogram of ribs if that's what you're into. And your cardiologist agrees. And those were pretty terrifying.
Well, you know, and they come with all those kind of retro sides. So I had a baked potato wrapped in foil with a great kind of pile of sour cream that is kind of, you know, hits all the right nostalgia buttons. And they have really, what I liked best was the onion rings. They've got lovely kind of bouffant crunchy onion rings. So I thought more than anything else, this was a great place for onion rings.
Oh, I don't like onion rings. I didn't eat mine, so I don't know what they tasted like.
I wish I'd known that in advance, because I'd have had yours as well.
You were most welcome to eat my onion rings. I don't like them. But I thought the ribs, I thought they were nice. But I have a best, like a favorite rib. And it's from a little place at the V&A waterfront in Cape Town called Gibson's. I don't know what they put in their ribs, but they're honestly the best ribs I've ever had. And I love ribs. Ribs are my favorite thing. I eat like a toddler, so I have like three things that I really like: ribs, sushi, and I think one other thing. So I try to eat ribs.
Cake. Cook's cake.
Oh, yes, cake. Cake.
You like cake.
I do like cake. And so these were great. The Thunder Gun ribs were great, but still, I haven't had anything as good as Gibson's, which is a little bit unfair on everyone, but it is what it is. They also didn't feel like the best in 702 Labs. Yeah. They were great. They were good, but it didn't feel like I was eating the best.
And I've had them before. I've been to Thunder Gun several times before, and it felt to me like either this was an off day or that the Thunder Gun has slightly lost its thunder. You know, that it wasn't desperately, it was fine, and it was an intriguing experience in sort of stepping into a kind of portal, mid-70s South African portal, that, you know, that there are good and bad things about that. That's not as nostalgia experiences go, that's only kind of a charming thing to do for certain sorts of South Africans.
Yeah.
So that's modified rapture. But they were fine, the ribs. Somebody tells me we have to go to somewhere called The Diner in Krugersdorp.
Oh, really? I know we need to go to Vinnie's in Bedford View.
And your place in Shawelo, I'm just longing for. So
the Something Smokes Roadhouse.
Yes, that I think a little kind of odyssey, rib odyssey, is in our future.
Yes.
But the one thing we have to mention is that next door to the Thunder Gun, there is the most magnificent, funny little kind of corner cafe style supermarket. I mean, it's called a supermarket, but really it's a kind of brilliant glory hole full of plastic buckets. But it's got a whole section for like, I bought tokolosh salts, for instance. They have tokolosh salts in 4 colors, plus you can get a mélange of all the colors, should you be particularly bothered by tokoloshes. That there were piles and piles of magic soaps and incense that will, you know, make you pass exams, and soaps that will bring back lost loves.
Yes.
And you were so mean. You said I wasn't allowed to buy the magic soap,
no,
so I just had to have tokoloshes.
No, it would be, I would be a terrible friend and a terrible sangoma if I let you buy magic soap.
Because I longed for magic soap, but I had to make do with the tokolosh soap. but salts rather. But I was so excited by the magic soap and all of that that I left my doggy bag where I had left at least 200 grams of my 300 grams of ribs. I left it at the till in the supermarket. So the Mountain View supermarket is where my ribs now live, which is very sad. But yeah, it was okay. It was intriguing sociology. Any restaurant that has survived even the last 5 years, those are superheroes and deserve our, you know, undying respect and admiration. But I certainly didn't think those were the best ribs in Gauteng, and if they are, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I think the best is still to come, and I'm quite keen to hear if anyone in 702 Land knows where we find the best.
Please.
Because Dr. Trepido and I will drive and find them.
We're wanting to get sticky for ribs. We really are.
Dr. Trepido, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's our resident chef and food anthropologist, Dr. Anna Trepido. If you know where myself and Anna can find the best ribs in 702 Land, do send us a WhatsApp message or a voice note on 072-702-1702.